This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show is What's On Your Mind. What's On Your Mind? That's the name of the show. Why is that the name of the show? Todd Mitchell, why do we call the show What's On Your Mind?
Because we want to know what's on your mind.
I see. Kevin, why do we call it What's On Your Mind?
That would be my guess, too.
Would it be? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I wasn't there in the birth of the name, but I'm guessing that's probably where you were going.
Right, yeah. This show's been around for a lot of years. I've been blessed to have the host chair here for, I don't know, a few years, but What's On Your Mind started when, Todd? Like, it's been around many years.
80s, late 80s, yeah. Mid to late 80s.
There you go. Exactly right. There you go. This is What's On Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. So let's find out. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, our telephone numbers. You can text me or Todd, 367-2054. That's mine. 226-8503, that's Todd. 701 area code on those, okay? We're going to talk to Bill Bullard from RCAF on fixing the broken cattle market. We're going to talk to Minnesota Viking Jack Brewer.
Former Viking,
former Giant, former Eagle, former Cardinal.
Oh, I had a great time talking to him when we were down at the Trump rally when he was down there with Mike Lindell.
He's going to be...
great guy.
He's going to be at the events we'll be at Thursday and Friday in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Right.
Mount Rushmore.
So, yeah, he's speaking out there, right?
He is for us, yeah. Awesome. Mike Lindell, too. More on that today. And then a little later on in the program, we're going to talk an update on the Garrison Butte Wind Development Project. Campbell Power securing a wind energy development right there, trying to, and we're going to talk about that. So, but in between all that, what's on your mind? Henry, Fargo, go. What's on your mind?
Oh, wait a minute. I've got him over here. My bad. Sorry. Right,
we'll try one more time.
Henry,
what's on Fargo, what's on your mind?
My question is, you know, the mayor's going down a rabbit hole of a false narrative, according to the Washington Post, where last year in 2019, by the FBI statistics, only 10 blacks were killed by cops, and 6 of them had a gun, 2 of them were fighting them, and the other 2, to make the 10, the cops are under investigation, or the cops had charges against them. So there is no systemic racism. 6% of our population is creating 50% of the murders in this country. This is all Washington Post, left-wing media telling us this, but yet we address people like Black Lives Matter like they're valid. Like you said, if you listen in and it comes out of their mouth, they don't want anything other than to burn it down, burn the system down.
Well, I didn't.
And I wish the mayor would.
I didn't assign that motive to them. I heard them say it.
So, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, right? I mean, this isn't something we're making up. What's the problem in what you just described?
The problem is we're not having a true dialogue about the issues of race in America. You know, they were emancipated back in 1836 or 1863. You know, they got to vote before women got to vote. What is the real problem here? What we're doing is we're denigrating the police department across this country that are wonderful men and women under a false narrative. I mean, it's not that we're just going down a false narrative. We're causing damage by using this false narrative.
Yeah, I think it's painfully obvious. I'm not even going to say it anymore because I'm just tired of saying it. But Black Lives Matter is a political entity. It is a Bill Ayers-like community organizer-like, you know, they're much more about politics than they are humanity. You know,
you said it best. They're a brand.
Yeah.
It's a brand. It's not a movement.
Right. And it's a brand with bad, bad motives hid behind a kind of a flashy, you know, it'd be like Walmart. Oh, that's, you know, low prices. And they go in there and they got everything I need right there. And isn't this great? You go in the store and they're trying to pick you off if you're a different color or race than they want you to be there, you know, but with snipers in the rafters. You know, that's what these guys are. They got the nice facade out front. But boy, behind that door, it's tough. They're doing everything wrong, in my mind, to actually fix a problem. But see, I don't think they're trying to fix a problem. The false narrative you raise, Henry, about, wait a minute, why are we acknowledging that we have this, you know, problem when, what'd you say, 6% of the population is committing 50% of the murders?
That's correct. That's Candace Owens said.
Yeah.
That black population is around 30%, so 6% would be male. That's half of it. So half of the population of those black males commit 50% of the murders in the U.S. This is documented under FBI statistics.
Yet they're perpetuating a false narrative that's anything but that. Why? To defeat Donald Trump. To create chaos.
We got a winner.
And they do it, when I say they, the progressive left does it all the time. All the time. Okay? Now, why would they do it? It's their best weapon. Race has always been their best weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you say you're a racist to somebody, that person, 9 times out of 10, is now scared to death to even utter hello to somebody on the street corner. Right? So they love that weapon, but it's all about political change. It's all about...
hope and change.
Right now, all you need to know, every bit of this is about Trump and his defeat. Period. Henry, appreciate the call. Welcome other opinions on this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Same thing about COVID, by the way.
Oh, what's that?
I saw a study this weekend. 42% of the deaths come from 0.6% of the population. 42% of the deaths come from 0.6% of the population. Okay? So, for instance, have you seen this... little chart with the numbers that's rolling around. I don't even know if this has been fact-checked by anybody or whatever, but it is one of those charts where they start. When does this start? Like in, January of 2020, okay? And in January 2020, leading cause of death globally was suicide. Then malaria, then malnutrition, then homicide, then Parkinson's, drowning, meningitis, influenza, maternal. What does that mean? What would a maternal death be?
Well, I think before birth.
Okay. Alcohol, drugs.
Or died in childbirth.
Conflict. Okay? Mm-hmm. And in January 2020, COVID is last, understandably, because it just started,
yeah.
Then, right? So by April, it bumps up to number 3. By May, it's the number 2 cause of death, and as we sit here today, it's number 1. Now, this chart is designed to scare you.
Yeah, what's the parameters of that?
I don't doubt it's true. It's just pure numbers. I don't know. They claim that it's 400 and some odd thousand.
Is that per day versus every other way to die?
No, it's total. It's total.
Oh, okay
starting
right.
In January and going up through
through
whatever. So anyway, I gotta check the numbers. I'm not gonna say that they've got the exact numbers, but the ranking is what I'm interested in here.
Right.
Okay, the rank and where it's at, and essentially saying, look at here, we got a brand new cause of death that didn't even exist, and here it is, top on the list. You need to be very scared. Well, pandemics, by and large, the bad ones are generally about something we don't have a cure for, right? And we take some time to have some cure. This has happened all through history. This is not anything else. Now, if you want to put it in perspective, you'd say, well, okay, what else is on that list? Malaria, Parkinson's, meningitis, influenza.
Cancer.
All those things are on there, and you put them together, even just put the flu bugs together, and you have more than COVID. Still, today, look at malaria. We have a cure for malaria, and there's still how many people dying from malaria, right?
Yep.
So my point is that a reason to freak out with COVID jumping from bottom of the list to top of the list by June? No. But does the media want you to freak out about it? Yes. I read a book last night until I fell asleep that I'd read before, but I wanted to remember the stats. Peter Schweitzer was the author. The book is Profiles in Corruption. It's a book about abuse of power by progressive elite in America. Okay? I read the Joe Biden chapter. I only got 2 pages into the Joe Biden chapter.
Man.
And
yeah.
I am reminded of the fact that Joe Biden was first elected to political life in the United States in 1960. 1972. 1972. Youngest U.S. senator ever at the time. Okay? He went on to be what? Very powerful chairman, two Senate committees, foreign affairs and judiciary. You remember the whole Clarence Thomas nightmare and all the things, okay? And then a vice president. And he was a presidential candidate many times in that, et cetera, et cetera. The pinnacle of power.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, how does Joe Biden and his supporters today tell us Donald Trump's to blame for our messes in this country? Give me a break!
Can we start adding in Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, the rest of them?
Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015. He's done more as president in less than 4 years than Joe Biden did in his entire career to raise the votes of minorities, to rebuild our military, to fight for forgotten Americans. Folks, we got to back away a little bit and see the forest through the trees. More coming up.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky tonk near the county line. The joint starts.
Got some bad news.
When the sun goes down.
Just in breaking. I'll tell you in a second here, but I can't even believe it. What I can believe is how good the food is going to be today. The home cooking is going to be today at PetroServe USA. That I know. In fact, it's so good, I'm going to go out there on Thursday. On my way to Mount Rushmore for President Trump's fireworks party with Christy Noem.
Road trip!
Exactly. So we'll be out there Thursday broadcasting live fill up with unleaded 88 at a very special price, and I might just actually pump it for you, like the old days, the self-service. Can I, you know, wipe your windshield?
What a giver.
I'm going to go out there. Kev's going to be out there, too, doing that for a while. Yeah. He's going to relieve me when I have to hit the road, head to Rapid City. So we're going to have some fun. But today, at any PetroServe USA location, you're going to find the home. They are the home, rather, of the 4-for-4 special. That's the single topping personal or breakfast pizza, two fresh baked cookies, and a 20-ounce fun drink. 4-for-4 every day. Don't forget Valley Dairy up north as well, part of the PetroServe USA family. The home cooking today, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham at the Valley City location, Harwood sausage potato, Fargo 12th Avenue North, tater tot hot dish. Let me say that again. Tater tot hot dish. And they know how to make the tater tot hot dish. It's not mushy. It's perfect. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. It's Salisbury steak today. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Here's the bad news. John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, has sided with the liberal judges to strike down the Louisiana abortion law. So John Roberts knows better than Louisiana about how their laws ought to be handled. John Roberts was sold as a conservative, sold as someone that could... It's amazing what that town does to you. It's amazing what that town does to you. When I go back to Joe Biden there since 72, he is who he is because of the fact he's been there that long. Same thing here. Just ridiculous. I was worried about this one. It was supposed to be last week, and then they postponed it a week, and very good test of where they're at. And, folks, we have more work to do. Donald Trump saved us from a disaster on the Supreme Court. If you like Donald Trump, you get that. If you don't like Donald Trump, you should get that. You should still be in his camp, vote for him because of that Supreme Court. Because the other side, if they get done, America, as we know it, will cease to exist. You can't take the Constitution of the United States and shred it, decision after decision, without it ultimately bringing us to our knees as a country. And now John Roberts joining the liberal side means we have more to do. Donald Trump must be reelected. And I'll leave you with a little bit of good news before I get back to the calls. This probably assures his reelection, because the pro-life community is very, very politically engaged. They're active. They're bold. They're out there. And I count myself among them, because what's more important than life? Jim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I just wanted to bring up a fact that I might have my dates wrong, but in 1933, a gentleman sent people out in the streets to riot, put fear among people in hopes of getting power. And that gentleman was Adolf Hitler, and we all know the history of after he got power. That's exactly what they're trying to do right now. Replay that whole scenario.
Again, it would do everybody well to understand history and put it to current parallels. And by the way, you can go back even further than Hitler. You can grab the good book, and it's the greatest story ever written. Many of the same perils there. A lot of lessons there. A lot of ways to avoid things. Same thing. Right there in the Bible. Just take it a page of the day. Yep. Thanks, Jim. Well said. Faith in Starbuck, Minnesota.
Hello. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. You still have that little Dairy Queen in Starbuck right on the road?
Pardon me?
You still have that little Dairy Queen in Starbuck right on the main road there?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. We're currently under somewhat of reconstruction, you might say. The construction to revamp the town a little bit the same way that Glenwood did. And so we're getting through that one day at a time with regard to, is the restaurant open? Isn't the Nutcracker open? But if anybody ever has some time and we're almost done with that part, they should come on down. We're at the Nutcracker. It's Christmas every day. If you enjoyed Christmas. But,
well, I'm glad I asked, because that sounds like quite a commercial. Starbuck is very, very special to me. I grew up on Lake Minnewaska, and I probably had more ice cream cones at that Dairy Queen than anyone on the planet.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we have those cute little things at Dairy Queen's over by Hobo Park over there, and, you know, where the marina is and stuff. So there's quite a bit, and we have a little airport here. So if you're short on time, you just fly in.
Ooh, when I get the Todd Mitchell status, I should have a plane. Him and Rush reminded me a little bit on that, but
you're funny.
I was calling because you were talking about Black Lives Matter. And I grew up in Chicago a long time ago, way before your time. And I want to tell you that Black Lives Matter is not a new thing. They're pushing it after everything happens to a black person. However, it's a known Marxist organization. And it really started getting its roots in and digging in that with Malcolm X. And the Black Lives Matter, along with the stuff that you're talking about with the Supreme Court and the decisions and what would happen if President Trump didn't get in, is leveraged to do what the radical Islamic movement promised us in the Obama administration. And what that was is they promised us 7 times the Holocaust and an almost bloodless war. And they've been working toward that goal. Marxism is the aggressive part of like a communist arm. It's like the other part of that. So you can talk till hell freezes over. It's the same way that President Trump is having the issue with the people saying, wait, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and everybody keeps going after him from the other side, trying to take him down, when the rest of us can see, wait, there's all this good going on. That's because we're coming from the idea that we're supposed to support the Constitution of the United States. And yes, we have the Constitution of the United States, but we had been, before President Trump, electing people who do not support that. What was Obama's promise to us when he first got in? It's the only one he kept. He said, I will give you a new America. And by golly, he is.
Yeah, but promised to transform
it. Wanted,
he promised
and it's
to
not
transform
the one
us.
He took the oath to. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
No, you're exactly right. I said he promised to transform America. Yeah, and you're exactly right. That was. He tried. He delivered, and in some ways he did. And Faith, your words are very, very profound as it pertains to paying attention to the founding and the roots of Black Lives Matter, because they can call it what it was. It's a brand now, but it has Marxist roots. That's how it was started. And you know what? There's a lot of parallels like that. Do you know Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger, right?
Yes.
And they try to tell us Planned Parenthood's women's health care? Yeah, and Adolf Hitler is your favorite doctor, too, right? I mean, come
on. He's a youth
on.
Pastor, yeah.
Yeah, a youth pastor. Yeah. There you go. Wow, sad deal. Faith, call again. Appreciate it. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
4 former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today. Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged, with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing. But you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Say you need a couple credits for to let you out of college.
Hey, are you a A or B CDL holder? Is it current? Are you looking for a new job? Looking for a job? Coast. K-O-S-T. CoastMaterials.com is the site you should check out right now. They've been serving customers quality products for over 50 years. The designs are created by the clients themselves, so they get exactly what they want. They don't cut corners. Firegun Grand Forks, they need ready-mix truck drivers right now. They provide excellent pay, benefits, safe, reliable equipment. Call 701-367-1759 at CoastMaterials.com. All right, we have our guest ready to go from RCAF, but I see my friend Fred from Wing is checking in on the hotline. We have a special Wing hotline. Nothing to do with hot or spicy or anything else. It's Wing North Dakota, friends. And Fred, what's on your mind, Fred?
Well, I wish we had a hotline down to Rapid City this weekend or down to the Faces. That's going to sound good. You're going down there. That's a great thing. Did you say that you haven't been there since your 20s?
Yeah, I don't think I've been there since my 20s. Long to my wife had not been there. She had never been there before, so... Maria and I are going down there and looking forward to it. I love Rapid City. I spent a fair amount of time there, but I was just younger. I was in my, in my 20s. And
well, there's a lot changing. And was it carved then? Or was it still Bear Mountain?
Oh, no. When I was there, Mount Rushmore was going, sure. I think Crazy Horse at the time they were working on.
Oh, okay. That was supposed to be a joke.
Oh. I was going to say, was this the Louisiana Purchase back then, Scott?
I guess Fred was just trying to say I was old, is what he was trying to say.
I caught on to Fred's joke right away, but...
Glad you did.
Well, I'm so old, I got grandchildren as old as your daughter, so don't. I'm just giving you a bad time. I was hoping that Mr. Buller would look into this money when you talked to him today.
Oh, hang on a second. He's here. Just hang on a second. We got Bill Bullard is here from RCAF, and Bill puts out a podcast. I listen to it darn near every week. I forget who turned me on to it. Might have been Mike Heaton. Might have been Kenny Grainer. But it's chock full of information, and there was a solution in the last one. Said, here's what we're going to do to fix the broken cattle market. And I have talked a lot about the broken cattle market on this program and how much it pains me. Equally as challenging as finding a solution for it. And so I love ideas on how to do it. And so, Bill, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So go ahead with your question for him, Fred.
Mr. Bullard, you know, they had this relief package for the cattle producer. If you sold your calves at a certain amount of time because of the COVID, you got like $2 to $240 a head. But if you waited a couple of weeks because it was so wet up here in these places, a lot of people didn't get that money. They only got like $35. Are you familiar with that mishap?
Yes, I am. And unfortunately, they set the timetable to begin even before the COVID impact hit the marketplace, which is very unusual. And then for many cow-calf producers or yearling sellers who didn't sell during that specific timeline, they're only eligible for the volume of cattle or they had on inventory at $33 a head for a cow and a calf. So the system is skewed, unfortunately. We ask that the Secretary of Agriculture design a program that would focus on the producers who need it most and to prevent any kind of an incentive for the meat packers and buyers of cattle, you know, to take advantage of the government payments. In other words, if a producer and a packer negotiate for a lesser price, the packer knows he's going to get the producer is going to get covered by the government. So we said focus on the needs of the producer. Provide extensions of loan payment, waivers of loan payment, provide low to no interest rate loans. Provide the assistance to keep the wolf away from the door from the producer so that when we do fix the broken marketplace, we still have a competitive market that has gives producers the opportunity to earn a competitive income in a competitive marketplace. Because what the government is instead designed is a program that would provide or require producers to become dependent on the government payments. So we think that the approach was wrong. But producers definitely need help, and so the government needs to reform the program so that the producers who actually need the help and who will not survive without it are provided the benefits. But it's been a tough process in trying to get the government to respond to a new way of doing things rather than what they've been doing for decades in addressing problems, which is to throw money at it.
Well, you know, the marketplace is a precarious thing. When there's contracts out there, when you have a contract, that's not a market. And contracts cannot be treated as markets. Contracts need to be treated separately and independent from the marketplace. I know in malting barley, for instance, and when I used to be in hogs, I had this happen to me. All of a sudden, there's no market for your malting barley. Because if it's not under contract, you can't sell it in the market. That's where we're going with cattle. And I see, and I just hope that our RCAF focuses on that totally. My grandfather went through it in the old country, and he got hurt really bad by it.
Well, absolutely. We need to get down to the basics. To have a competitive marketplace, you need many buyers, you need many sellers. And then you have to have a market that provides price discovery. So that everyone in the industry knows what the price is on a real-time basis. It's transparent. In our industry, what has happened is our most important market to the entire cattle industry, that's the fed cattle cash market. That market has been thinned to where it is now ultra-thin and too thin to predict or establish a competitive price for cattle. The reason it's too thin is the meat packers have shifted large volumes of cattle out of the competitive cash market and placed them into these alternative marketing contracts that you're speaking of, like formula contracts, where no price discovery occurs. So our industry lacks the very fundamental marketplace that provides price discovery.
What I'm curious about is the non-rancher here. If Fred wanted to do that, to enter into a market with the packers, he could, couldn't he?
Certainly, that's exactly what's been happening now. But what the real problem is producers are entering into contracts even though they know by doing so they're going to cause harm to the entire industry. And the reason that producers will do that is in order to avoid market access risk. Because we have producers today.
But Bill, you just described a market. I can sell to the packer, or I can do it over here in this market. That's a choice, isn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing inherently wrong with contracts unless the contracts become the dominant tool to market cattle and they take away from the ability of producing price discovery. Once that occurs, that inherently good program of contracts now becomes a serious, serious problem because it causes dysfunction in the marketplace. You have to have a balance. Our market is out of balance.
I'm sorry, but isn't it dysfunction in the market caused by producers?
Well,
it's caused by only a certain kind of producer.
Only a certain kind of producer, Fred?
Controlled by four. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just was. Fred answered and you answered both. So, Fred, I'm going to let you finish your point and then I'll let you go and I'll keep going with Bill here. But a certain kind of producer, meaning what?
Well, when you got a certain kind of producer, we used to do cattle contracting for years, and it worked out pretty good. You wanted to contract your calves. You had a certain amount you wanted to do this. You took them in there. You made a contract. It was a cash contract. Now these things are deferred, and they're so big that only people that can take advantage of it are people who are in the secondary market where they've already bought it from somebody or have a large amount of them. And that's what is happening. That's what happened in barley, and that's what's going to happen in cattle. So it comes to a point where there's no market done, and the market goes away. And when that happens, we have to protect it, no matter if it's my freedom or not.
Right. Now, I could say in the radio business, I'd love to have a similar protection to be able to continue to make sure that we have enough advertisers to keep Todd and I on the air. Every business would like what you're asking for. Now, where I would argue till I'm blue in the face or before they put me in a pine box is that, you know, agriculture, food is different, and we do have a cheap food policy in this country, and that's why we have what we have in the way of subsidies and other things that are out there. What is your fix for the problem? I know you've got some legislation out right now that you have told us would address this situation directly. What is it?
So to identify the problem specifically, the problem is we've lost competition in the cattle markets. The markets are broken. There's no longer a relationship between the value of cattle and the price that consumers are paying for beef. So the first step, the first triage step, is to restore the integrity of the price discovery market. That's the cash market. That means the problem with the cash market, it's too thin. We need to build that cash market so it is robustly competitive. The fix is to require the highly concentrated meat packers. There's only four of them controlling 85% of the market. So they are creating market access risk for cash sellers. We have producers who want to sell in the cash market, but they cannot get a bid. That's not freedom. That's restriction of trade. And so what we need to do is restore the integrity of the cash market by requiring the packers to purchase at least 50% of their daily needs from the competitive cash market. Once you bolster the cash market, then you need to put the tools in the hands of producers to actually compete in their own market. The only way they can do that is if they can distinguish their superior product with a mandatory country of origin label on all beef sold in America. Those are the first two steps we need to take to restore competition in the marketplace and to restore the opportunity for producers to earn a competitive and living income in that competitive marketplace.
Now, if it went away, if that didn't happen, and this continued to proceed down the path it is, what, in your view, will happen?
Well, exactly what has already happened in the poultry and hog industry. The meat packers are following the model that they have perfected in those industries to capture complete control over the supply chain. They're not trying to control it, or they're not trying to own the farms and ranches out here. They want to control the supply chain, and they do that through vertical integration. Vertical integration kills competition. So the meat packers are working to vertically integrate the meat packing or the cattle industry, just as they have already done in the hog and poultry industries, where you no longer have a competitive cash market. And if you want to be a commercial producer in those industries, you almost need to have an invitation by a meat packer in order to participate. We don't want to go there with the cattle industry, but that's exactly the way we're headed, and that's why these triage measures are absolutely essential.
All right, we'll talk more about the triage measures and who's sponsoring them in Congress and a little bit more about this with our guest, Bill Bullard from RCAF. Don't go away. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Hey, they have some more towels in stock right now. Remember I told you they were out of towels for a while? It's because they're selling like hotcakes. Because they work. Towels that work. Who knew? A six-piece MyPillow towel set right now, priced right. They also have MyPillow beach towels. Oh, those are great. Beach blankets, too. MyPillow.com.
We're calling the Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good-paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Had another dream about you. These days, only thing I do. We've been standing in the same room. People talking, but I don't want to. See one ear and out the other. See you looking at me, but you with another. Was in one ear and out the other.
Is this Thomas Rhett singing, or is this the other one?
I think it's the other one. I think it's Thomas Rhett. Yeah.
Is it
with Diplo?
Diplo.
Yeah.
You sure this isn't Diplo?
Might be.
Yeah.
It's on the Hot Country by Spotify page.
We're going to be getting complaints again about paying country disco. Is that what they call it? Is there something?
Certainly not.
I like it myself. I like it. But whenever we do, somebody calls and says, "We want George Strait. We want Hank Williams."
Exactly.
We'll give you a Roger Miller before the end of the show. King of the Road. Give me a little King of the Road.
That's easy.
All right. We're brought to you today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. The folks at Oasis do some incredible work, hydrocarbon exploration, hydraulic fracturing in the Williston Basin. They have a spin-off, Oasis Midstream, that does a lot of gas processing. They're good folks. They know North Dakota well, headquartered out of Houston. and continuing to battle through these very tough times right now. The founders, Tommy News, Taylor Reed, are good friends of mine. I really appreciate these guys and everything they do. I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them because, of course, this is a battle right now. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? The employees there are all in. They have that Be the Buffalo spirit, and they celebrate the Be the Buffalo spirit of all of North Dakota. Turn to the storm. Be the Buffalo. Into the storm you go. And they sponsor our Be the Buffalo hotline for you to tell us what's on your mind. 855-200-1776. All right, back with more of our conversation with Bill Bullard from RCAF. And there are a lot of voices in the cattle world and livestock and beef producers and cattle producers and all the folks that do what they do. And RCAF is one of those that has been, I think, pretty well organized, I would say, from my perspective of different entities that I watch in all industries, in battling consistently for the same things, you know. And so one of the things you're looking for here is a fix for a broken cattle market. And if you had to, so you craft the legislation, you explain to us, and you get it passed in Congress, and you've got what you need, or do you still need that Beef Integrity Act? Or is there still other pieces to this puzzle? What's the ultimate package for a fix look like, Bill?
Well, the first step, of course, is to preserve the integrity of the cash market, and that's Senate Bill 3693 that has been introduced by Senators Grassley, Tester, and Rounds, and Senator Ernst and Senator Smith from Minnesota. And we need more senators on that bill. You get that passed, and suddenly you have a marketplace that is now more functional, more transparent, but now you still need to address some of the inherent problems. One of those is that the meat packers are trying to own and control cattle long before slaughter. Senator Grassley has tried to introduce a ban on packer ownership and control of livestock for the past 20 years, and we've supported it for 20 years. We will still need that because the packers can bypass this effort to require them to purchase the dump or the majority of their cattle in the cash market. Then we need to address some of those contracts that Fred was talking about. Those contracts are called formula contracts. They are unpriced contracts, and they are inherently anti-competitive. That's because they commit cattle to a packer without a price ever being negotiated. The producer doesn't even know what the price is going to be until after these cattle are delivered and slaughtered. So we need to ban the use of these unpriced anti-competitive contracts in the marketplace. Those three steps will provide a robustly competitive marketplace for producers, even in what we now have, one of the most highly concentrated markets in the entire U.S. economy, the meatpacking industry controlling. Go ahead.
I was just going to break in. We just have 2 minutes left here, so I want to just get a couple of things in before we're done. And some calls are coming in, too, here for our guest, and we'll have you back at some point, too, Bill. I can about guarantee you, from all the conversations I've had with senators in this part of the world about the beef issues, that if you were able to get consensus on two or three of these things that are, you know, you're in favor of from all of the beef world, you'd get it done. It'd be signed by the President of the United States. He'd be on board. The biggest problem seems to be that there's no two solutions that any one, you know, Cattlemen's Association or all the different entities out there agree on. How do you get some unity, Bill?
Well, that's to be expected because the meat packers have infiltrated the national voice of the cattle producers. They merged with the National Cattlemen's Association to create the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So that now the meat packers are speaking through the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Their position will never be the same as RCAF USA's because they represent a different clientele. They represent the very meat packers that we are attempting to reform. So we're not going to gain consensus, and accomplishing what is right does not require a consensus. It requires leadership and someone willing to step forward with the courage to do what absolutely needs to be done to preserve the integrity of rural America and create a viable markets again. That means we need to keep fighting till we win.
Corey, quickly, your question for Bill Bullard. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I agree. He's definitely right. The NCBA is not a friend of the cow-calf producer at all. They sure seem like they are, but they aren't. And as far as captive supplies, I shipped my first load of fat cow Friday to Tyson that I sold 3 weeks ago. So you talk about cattle being backed up. And we sold some at Yankton Sale Barn live back in May. And Tyson didn't even have a buyer there. So there was only three packers buying there that day.
Well, there's so many warning signs. There certainly is. Question's the best solution. I know that Senator Kramer told me on Friday that he's taking a very close look at it and has also talked to the president about the packer problem. So thank you both. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.